Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Jacob rested with the Lord all through the night, and he said God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Rano. Felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior, and Jesus is my name. I came to save you, and for
thunder roll very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear, while the fire blazed all around. Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
Love power.
according to thy loving kindness. You take away my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. Oh. You are my Savior, I rely on you. Rana kamara, edabo shanamara. Yeah, you show me love, you show me peace, you give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come, seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say, I never want to change up beyond it? Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my everything. I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah, I opened up my heart to receive from you. Yeah, oh. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he
love is enough for us.
It's enough.
dependence on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Da-da-da-da. Yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me.
that I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Da-da-da-da.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded these and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, all ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We praise thy holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, O God, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We bless your name. We cannot make it without you. You are our lifeline. You are our source. We bless you this morning. Every day is the day of thanksgiving. We praise you, O God, from the bottom of our heart to the depths of our soul. We praise your glorious, your holy name, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you honor. We give you glory. We bless your name. Thank you. Every day is a gift from God. And so, Lord, we, for this gift of life that you have given us, we bless you, Jesus. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grand. We thank you for our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for every intercessor, every prayer mother, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Thank you, Lord, even those that are not here this morning. Lord, I bless you, O God, for each and everyone and their families, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you honor. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on Holy Spirit, You are welcome in our midst. You are welcome in our lives. You are welcome in our homes. You are welcome, Holy Spirit, in our jobs. We are welcome in our families. You are welcome in our marriages. We welcome you, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you. This is your ministry, Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'll send you the Holy Spirit who's supposed to teach, lead, and guide us. And this is what he does. So, Holy Spirit, we surrender this prayer time to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. We surrender to you. It is your prayer life. The ministry is yours, Holy Spirit, and we bless you. We follow what you want, how you want it. Holy Spirit, it is your agenda. It is your agenda, not our agenda, but it's yours, Holy Spirit. It is yours, Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we are following what you want us to do. We are following after you, Holy Spirit, to lead, to guide, and teach us the best leader in the whole universe, the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you for divining our assignments in the name of Jesus as individuals, assigning the assignments, oh God, giving us understanding of what the Almighty God wants us to do. Holy Ghost, we heed to your voice. We heed to you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, hover over every area of our lives. Spirit of the living God, hover over our families, hover over our lives. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, let your light shine. Spirit of the living God, re-release your breath in our nostrils. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in our nostrils. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in the nostrils of our children. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in our children. Through their nostrils, release your breath, Holy Ghost. Through our spouses, oh God, release your breath in our spouses. Release your breath in each and every one of us here this morning. In the name of Jesus, you are holy. Release your breath in us. Holy Ghost, breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, turn this atmosphere from the natural to the supernatural, oh God. In the name of Jesus, breathe on our children. Breathe on our grandchildren. Breathe in every situation in our children's lives. Breathe in every situation in our grandchildren's lives. Breathe on our spouses. Breathe on us. Breathe. We need the fresh wind, the fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. Breathe on this ministry. Breathe on in this radio show. Breathe on the prayer lines every hour, Holy Ghost. Breathe, Holy Spirit. Breathe, breathe, breathe upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus in every one of our lives. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us, O God, we repent of everything that we have done in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, create an ever-clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Who can ascend unto the holy hill of God? He that hath pure heart. Father God, forgive us. Forgive our children and grandchildren. Forgive our spouses, oh God. Father God, have mercy, oh God. We repent of the sin of our ancestors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we repent of the sins on our mother's side, on our father's side. In the name of Jesus. We repent, oh God, of sins that we have committed in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Sin of omission and commission, we pray for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. In the name of Jesus, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, mind, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, our children, grandchildren, their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to everything in our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus to our transportation. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus. Let the blood flow like a tsunami. In the name of Jesus, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our friends in the blood of Jesus. Let in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our Lord credit the truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the armor in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you send your holy angels to be with us, oh God. Your holy angels to war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your holy angels be with us. Let your holy angels war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Uriah Masande de. In the name of Jesus, Yekuria Sandereka. Hallelujah. Oh Father God, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy. So Father God, we take off the shoes that we have on, oh God. Spiritual shoes with baggages. Spiritual shoes that will hold us down. Those shoes that have so much baggages. Oh God, we take it off in the name of Jesus. We take those shoes off. They're too heavy. All the baggages of the world. We come before you boldly. In the name of Jesus, to worship you, to bless you. Amen. Father, I bring this word forth. Let not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon God. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up and strange. The word is just a easy, quick, prophetic word. This is the month of restoration. Hallelujah. We talk a little bit about Lazarus. But Jesus told the enemy to roll that stone away. Hallelujah. That Jesus said this sickness is out to death. But to bring glory and honor, many times things have been placed that's yours, that's mine. And it's been locked up in a tomb. And the angels cannot do it. Only Jesus. And I do not know what the enemy has placed in this tomb. What is yours that is hidden in this tomb that he placed in this tomb? Your virtues, the different things the enemy has stolen, meant for you. So you're in this tomb and all in bondages. Who am I speaking to this morning? I hope I'm not only preaching to me. You tried so much to get out, but it seems like you can't get the bandages untied all over. You're stiff. You're in that same place. You're in that stagnant place. Jesus Christ has commanded the angel, roll the stone away. He said, roll the stone away. That too. And they said, oh, maybe that body, you remember the in the book of John 11, oh, the body may be stinking, because sometimes people think you're gone, you're dead. The thing, oh, Lord, I've done this witchcraft. I said this. I've done this to her. Her life or his life is over. So they don't have time to pay attention. They just know that you're finished. You will never rise to where God wants you to rise. You will never be all God wants you to be. You can be praying. You can be singing. You can be fasting. But because all they know, they have you tied. All they know, they have you locked in that tomb. Some people are locked in tombs and they do not even know they're locked in tombs. The progress is not as fast as it should be. We get contented just being there. Because you cannot find a way out. You've tried so many ways, but you cannot see your way out. I don't know who this is for, but I hear the Lord say, and he's calling your name, hallelujah, come out. Like he called Lazarus. Yeah, Lazarus, come out. He's calling you. He's calling me. Those who have been stagnant, you should be at a higher level in Christ Jesus. There's so much that you have been done, but the enemy used your family members commanding you. He is commanding you this morning. Come out. Come out of that tomb. He's the only one. He came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Not for you to be in that tomb, but to come out. You got to get up yourself. You got to get up and stop sitting there. Get up. Jesus said, come out. Lonely place. It's a place that seems to be the place where there's no hope. Some of you have just relaxed and said, that's okay, I will be here forever. No, he's calling out. Come out of that too. So much more he has for each and every one of us. He called Lazarus out. Lazarus was in that tomb. For dead, called Lazarus. Lazarus came out, but he had bandages on him. God and Jesus had take this thing off his eyes to break him loose. He was broken loose, bandages off. My brothers and sisters, who the Son has set free is free indeed. Right this day, God, April 20th, 2023. It's that if Jesus has opened that door and you still want to go back in, there's something wrong with you. And what I read, Isaiah 6, some of your enemies in the yanking, Uzziah died. Your vision has been restored. The Uzziahs in your life, the Lord has taken them out of your life. Those Uzziah that have been sitting on your purpose and your destiny, those Uzziah that have been sitting on your wealth, those Uzziah who have been sitting upon your children, the Lord Almighty has taken them out. He has restored to you the vision that he gave you even before the foundation of the world. So not only do you come out of the tomb, your vision you can now see clearly. You can walk into your true purpose and destiny. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Isaiah 61, the light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. My brothers and sisters, move into that place that God wants you to be in. Move into it. Rise up. Move into your plan, his plan and purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for destroying Uzziahs in our lives. Thank you for sending the Holy Angel to remove the stone, oh God. Thank you for setting us free, who the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you that we have freedom now in Christ Jesus. We thank you for making it all right, making us straight, oh God. We thank you for you said, behold, I would do a new thing. We thank you for this new thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my brother celebrating his birthday today, oh God. I ask you to bless him. I ask you to be with him. I ask you to guide him and protect him. Oh, God, bless his wife, his family, his children. In the name of Jesus, take him from glory to glory. Strength to strength, favor to favor. Oh, God, be a wall of fire around him and his family and the glory within, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, God, for open heavens over his life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that he will fulfill his divine purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, and I bless you. I pray for Sister Marinette. I pray, O God, please be a healer, and O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the upcoming services in summer spring. Lord, let your presence be there. If the presence is not there, there's no reason we should have a service without the presence of the Lord. So, Lord, I release this service over into your hands. Perfect all that concerns that in the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, Lord, strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, bless you, me, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, some of you that were here about the Uzziahs that's in your life dying because they refuse to repent. It is not your fault, but nobody can step and stop the plans and purposes of God. God, for being fulfilled in your life. So there will be some news that will be coming along because of Uzziah's. The Lord has already issued it. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.